This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one of my listeners says that when he goes to the gym, he farts a lot. And why are you farting at the gym? Now, I work out at home, and I got to be honest with you, that's not when I see my gas. I see most of my gas, I guess, I don't know, probably at night. I don't know when I sleep. I don't really see it at the gym because that is a little counterintuitive. When you're at the gym and your adrenaline's going up and you got your flight-fright response with your epinephrine and your sympathetic nervous system going on, you would think the bowels would slow down. You really wouldn't have that relaxation that you get with the parasympathetic. Most people have their gas when they're relaxed and just sitting on the couch and, you know, watching Netflix and, you know, whatever. And then we all blame it on the dog. And it's fun. It's how, you know, Americans entertain themselves at night. But, the French don't fart. You don't know that? Yeah, French people don't fart. Israelis burp, but they don't fart either. Yeah, there's certain cultures they just don't. That's their claim. Look up Wikipedia. But you know, for us Americans, we're really big on the farts, and you know, we're really good at it too. We're really, really good. So at the gym, my guess is what's going on is you have a lot of mechanics in play. And so when you do something called Valsalva, you'll hear a lot of doctors talk about this Valsalva where you increase your intra-abdominal pressure either by doing a squat or lifting or a lot of us, we all Valsalva when we poop. You know, when you kind of bear down to poop or give birth or whatever, that's Valsalva-ing. So a lot of times some of your exercises include a Valsalva maneuver. And then, of course, you could pass gas. But that's not what really people care about. People care about how do you kind of fart less. First of all, what's the normal amount of farting we're supposed to do? Well, they say, okay, and I don't know how they're measuring this, anywhere from like 5 to 15 times a day. All right, I think I can knock that out in an hour. I mean, really? But get this, all right? It's really reliant on your bowel movements. So you could actually time and choreograph, right? Any of us with Broadway experience can choreograph our farts during a time of day where it's not going to be very apparent at work or at the gym. And so to decrease your farting, right, and your gas, you need to have good bowel habits. All right, so what's in a fart? Okay, well, we got a lot of gas. For those of you with your chemistry background, we got our methane, we got our carbon dioxide, we got oxygen, nitrogen. Not that if you're scuba diving and your tank goes low, you know, that's not that much oxygen, but there's still some oxygen in there. And then, of course, hydrogen. And so this odor that you get comes from the hydrogen sulfide. Usually farts don't have to have odor. But they can, depending on what is making it. Is it the air you swallowed? If you swallow air, that's not going to be as stinky as air from your bacteria. Your gut is completely lined with bacteria. It's your microbiome. You got zillions of bacteria in there. And they, when they metabolize, they make gas. And so a lot of gas could be from that. So you have a whole bunch of different chemicals and byproducts and all sorts of things, not to mention your food. And certain foods can make you more gassy, like beans. I mean, beans, that's like, yeah, they just do. So to minimize gas, there's a few things you need to do. Okay, one is, if you're constipated and you're going, you know, I'll maybe poop at 2 p.m. one day or 8 a.m. another, you're not going to be able to have that control. But if you have a good regimen with fiber and a good diet and you drink a lot of fluid, you've got to drink a lot of fluid, you'll be able to time your potties. And then if you're getting the potty out and the gas, then you don't really have as much buildup and you don't have as much pressure. And before you go to the gym, try and poop. I mean, then you don't have that extra gas and pressure. By the way, gas we need. The reason why we have farts and gas is because that allows us to have these mass movements of our stool. So really quickly, you eat food, right? It goes in your mouth, then it goes down the esophagus, and the esophagus propels it down to the stomach. Your stomach has acid to help kind of digest the food and help break it down and churn it down. Then you go into your small intestine, and your small intestine is where we digest a lot of our nutrients. And the small intestine is long. I mean, you got feet and feet of small intestine. Then it gets down to the colon. And when it gets to the colon, the main job of the colon is to absorb any extra water out of the stool. So let's say you have the stomach bug and you got diarrhea and you have a very fast transit time. Your stool's going to be really watery. Your body wasn't able to absorb the water out of it. But if you don't poop every day and you go for days without pooping, the stool churns and churns and the colon just sucks out the water. And so it gets very, very hard and it gets very, very smelly. And so constipated people usually don't have enough fluid in their diet, and they got to drink more fluid. So I know there's a lot more we need to talk about this. And so in the last minute, what could you do to decrease gas? Okay, but one is have regular bowel movements. Okay, try to time it. Number two is try not to swallow that much air. You know, my father used to always at dinner say, "Shut up and eat." And I thought it was because, oh, he was kind of worried about my digestion. No. Yeah, he didn't want me to fart. When you talk, when you eat, all right, you swallow air, gum. How many of you guys chew gum? I chew gum all the time. Not good. You're swallowing air. And then there's certain foods that when they break down, they give you gas. Protein drinks, protein shakes. A lot of you guys fart at the gym because you take in so many protein shakes and protein drinks. Well, if your body can't digest that, and break it down, you're going to make gas. Beans for me, not beans. I can do okay with beans, but onions. I don't have the enzyme to break down onions anymore. I lost that in my 20s. Not sure where I lost it. But, so I use Beano. Beano helps helps you digest your vegetables because certain onions, beans, legumes, things like that can make it hard to digest. So sometimes enzyme supplements can help you. Lactase. If any of you guys are lactose intolerant and you don't have the enzyme to break down milk, you can use these little lactate tablets. But don't hold it in. Get to your car, toot in the car, but the more you hold it in, the bigger it gets. All right? We don't want, like, woo, explosion. 1-877, that's Sally. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Science. All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work of the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a report has come out saying that depression is on the rise in the generation Wires or the millennials, and starting to be with the Generation Zs, which I think those are the ones born past 1995. And they say at least 20% of these younger generation individuals, although millennials are starting to get a little older, but that's okay, do not seek treatment. Now, our society, whether you want to look at our healthcare system or the economy or just infrastructure or politics, we really steer things a lot on how we feel. Okay, I'm not a psychologist. I'm a family doctor. But I am overwhelmed by how psychology plays a role in everything. You know? Like for example, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but if you guys go on social media, you're going to see your friends look 40 years older. Have you guys seen this? Go on social media, and there is something going viral right now where you could take your picture and transform it into what you would look like if you were 80 or 90. And, yeah, I did mine. It's kind of scary. You're gonna see me. You can't unsee that. My husband, it's like, I don't think he's going to want to have sex with me for weeks after looking at that. I'm really not that attractive when I'm older. But it's going viral. And everybody wants to now post a picture of themselves that's not very flattering, which is kind of interesting because we're in this whole selfie phase right now where everybody puts a picture of themselves in which they look good and hot and sexy and whatever. And now all of a sudden, in the last 24 hours, you see some of the most hideous pictures out there. And I'm not saying being older looks hideous, but me older is very hideous looking. Yeah, but then again, for 90 years old, maybe I am pretty hot. So I have that on my Facebook and Twitter. You guys will see and probably, like, think it's crazy. But overnight, everybody and their mother wanted to post a picture of themselves looking like that. And so what's driving these viral trends or these tendons? I still don't get why Cabbage Patch Kids, right, were a big thing. I thought they were some of the ugliest dolls. I really don't get that. Or Billy Bass Fishmouth. What was that? Where the fish was, I don't understand. But there were certain things that just went crazy. And what's the psychology behind that? Well, because people want to belong. People want to fit in. People want to be part of a group, be part of a culture. That gets scary when you see governments start to change or people start to follow weird leaders, right? Like in the Nazi party. People start to not even, you know, they start to abandon their own beliefs just to kind of go with where they think the majority is ruling. There's a study that's out saying a lot of millennials and Generation Zers are abandoning religion. It's probably one of the most least religious or pious generations. And that's fine if they don't want to believe in religion. But are they doing it because they think that's the cool thing to do? You know, in the older days, it was very, very, that was the end thing to do. You went to church. You prayed. That's what you did. I mean, for me, it wasn't even a popularity thing. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you pray. Before you eat, you pray. You hear good news, you hear bad news, you pray. Before you go to bed, you pray. That's just something you do. And that I still do that. I am always praying throughout the day. Always. Some of you are like, well, pray for a better radio show. No, I'm not going to waste God's time on praying for a better radio show. You guys, if you don't like my show, you can pray for a better radio show. But no. I pray for health. I pray for safety. I pray for the country. I pray. So, I mean, to me, that's just a part of living. But you have a lot of individuals where, you know, they might not have really had that sort of core family. They might not have on Sunday gone to church or Saturday gone to temple or Friday night gone to temple or, you know, didn't really do the rituals or didn't do the holidays. And so it's just not a part of their makeup. So we go back to the original story where we have a 47% increase in major depression diagnoses since 2013. Now, this was a Blue Cross Blue Shield report. So this is a 47% increase in diagnoses. Imagine the number of people that aren't going to a doctor or medical provider and getting diagnosed. And so if we do have more depression, if we have a society of younger individuals that don't really have that go-to faith that seems to help give them strength during very difficult times. I have a friend of mine, she lost her daughter. And when she found out the news of her daughter. You know, she was at work and she was, you know, crying and she was distraught, but immediately she ran to church. And she spent hours at the church, and that helped give her strength. I mean, for some of us, our faith is where we get our strength and how and our go-to to help us through the difficult times. So if you have a generation that doesn't really have a relationship with God and doesn't feel guided by God or feel guided by the Bible, that could possibly increase more of their depression. Also, yeah, there's a lot of other things going on, you know, job insecurity, living at home when you don't want to live at home, but you can't afford to live elsewhere. Not having a job that you like, not knowing what your future may bring if you put, 5 to 10 years into, post high school education. So there's a lot of different things that could be causing this. Seeing your best friends look stone cold hot on social media. And you can't look like that. Well, of course, they're doing filters and they're playing around with their picture. So I'm now, right, I'm middle age. So I'm looking at, okay, when I start to enter my 50s and 60s and 70s, who is going to be the foundation of the, which generation is going to be, making our country work, paying the taxes, making things happen? And I get a little nervous. I mean, I love millennials, and I have a lot of optimism for the future. But I get nervous as I hear that more and more of these dynamic, young people are suffering from depression. When you suffer from depression, you don't really want to go to work. You don't really want to kind of, attack and pursue a career. You may not have a successful relationship. You may not have more kids. Depression can cause a wide slew of issues, not to mention health expenditures. This study that happened, I believe it was reported last month, talked about how, Generation Xers and, Millennials and Generation Zers and looking at healthcare costs, they were talking about how, when somebody is suffering from depression, that can, increase a lot of health expenditures. Somebody's depressed, their back pain may be more exacerbated. If they're depressed, they're not going to work out. They may become more obese. If they're more obese, then they're going to have more back pain or diabetes or heart disease. So we are looking at a healthcare crisis. We're also looking at a national security crisis. If you have people who are depressed, you have people that aren't very fit, who's going to be in our military? So what do we do as a society? Well, we can't change people's minds, right, about, how they feel and, their perception. This is the way, younger people perceive the world, Everything's through kind of a filter. It's how you market yourself. If you don't know how to market yourself, you're at a disadvantage. And they think they're going to be competing with robots and automation. And so, and they're right. They're right. I mean, the millennials aren't wrong about what they're upset about. But maybe what we need to do is not ridicule religion like a lot of politicians do. I mean, I understand. Got to have separation of church and state. Your religion is your religion. My religion is my religion. But this idea of religion is bad and you're going to be square, you're going to be, not that that's a term used anymore, but you're going to be unpopular if you choose to go to church. I mean, I remember in college, me and a bunch of my friends, Friday night would always go to temple. That was, to me, a cool thing to do. Something that I wanted to do, and that's how we spent our Friday night. So, maybe we need to not be ridiculing, religion as much, because I think that's a huge part to this whole depression epidemic that we have. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight, for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Giroji with a message for lawmakers. House Democratic leaders are trying to work around an expected vote on impeachment later today or tonight. Texas Democrat Al Green is forcing a vote to open an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders have been resistant to impeachment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if you guys have seen the Notre Dame since the fire. They have it all walled off. And so I got to see it a couple years ago. It was exquisite, just absolutely exquisite. It still is. But they have it now in France, all walled, in Paris, all walled off. Because they're, you know, obviously doing repairs. There are still certain parts of it in use, but the areas where you could come in you know, pray is walled off. So we couldn't go in there and pray in the cathedral. And it's a work of art. If, you know, once they get it fixed, you have to see it. But we're being told there's some news that the Notre Dame Cathedral blaze was allowed to burn undetected for 30 full minutes because of critical mistakes made by employees. This is according to a new report being reported here by the New York Post. They say a fire alert on the night of the April 15th blaze was dismissed as a fire alarm by a security guard. Now, the security guard apparently was new, and he was on the job for just 3 days. And they say a church guard inspected the wrong building. So what happened is there was a fire alarm. They went to one of the buildings, but they went to the wrong one. They said all clear. By the time the employees realized their mistake, it was 30 minutes later. 30 minutes is a long time for a fire to go on, but it can't go on undetected. So flames in the attic of the cathedral, the cathedral's about 850 years old, they're apparently by then burning out of control. They say the building was also very close to collapsing. Thank God 500 heroic firefighters went in there, now at much greater risk, because a 30-minute fire now has messed up a lot of foundation. So they say a flawed fire response plan also underestimated how quickly the fire could spread in the 13th century building's wooden attic. There were no sprinklers or firewalls installed to protect the landmark or firefighters. So according to Glenn Corbett, an associate professor of fire science at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, says the whole outcome of it is this clumsy human response. That makes me nervous. Okay? Every time in the news we hear that, you know, a human made matters worse, I get a little nervous because people use that as an argument to, you know, automate things, right? And, you know, use robots as security guards. I'm really not ready for all of us being replaced. But, I mean, look at what happened at the, the Marjorie Douglas Stoneman High School shooting that happened last Valentine's Day, where the guard was accused of hesitating. I'm still not exactly sure what that is, because when they talk about that high school shooting, and they say, yeah, the guard hesitated, it didn't look like he ran and took cover for his life. It almost looked like he went towards where he was supposed to, but then it almost looked like he was kind of told to stand down. And then he told others to stand down. So why would he do that? But nobody's saying he was told that. They just said on his own he decided to wait and tell everybody else to wait. So something's a little fishy with that. Something's fishy. I don't know. But, so anyway, back to the Notre Dame fire. They say you could spend a lot to detect a fire, but it all goes down the drain when you don't move on it. So a fire alarm had sounded at 6:18 p.m. The church's new security guard, who was working a double shift and was just 3 days on the job, radioed a church guard to investigate if there was actually a fire. But the guard apparently went to the wrong place, checking the attic of a neighboring building instead of the main cathedral. When no one could locate the fire, the security guard assumed the blaze was a false alarm. It wasn't until a manager gave the night order, or the right order, did the church employee find the massive blaze. By then, it was too large to be extinguished by a firefighter, and that was at 6:48 p.m. So the mix-up has produced what the Times has called a bitter round of finger-pointing over who is responsible for allowing the fire to rage unchecked for so long. Oh, yeah, someone's head's going to roll. I mean, people are ticked. So crews arrived at about 7 p.m. By then, the landmark was engulfed in flames. Could have been entirely lost. Not to mention, a lot of firefighters had no idea if they would even come back out. They say the building was perilously close to collapsing, a dozen firefighters risking their lives to save the two bell towers, which threatened to bring down the entire building. We still don't know. They think it could have been a worker discarding a burned cigarette butt or a short circuit in the electrical bells of the spire. There's been a lot of fundraising efforts. I believe they've reached over $1 billion. French President Emmanuel Macron has promised it's going to be rebuilt within 5 years. Architects have warned that the reconstruction efforts could take decades. It's one thing to rebuild a church. It's another thing to rebuild it to its form. I mean, I forget how many decades it took to build that. I mean, some of these churches take centuries to build. And so my guess is this will take decades. Now, the employee of security company reportedly received death threats in the wake of the fire. So, you know, people want heads to roll. I told you guys, my house was on fire. I was, I think, maybe 13, 12, 13 at the time. And I smelled something. And all of a sudden I hear, you know, my dad screaming. And the room next to mine was halfway ablaze. And you don't notice it right away. I mean, you would think if there was a little baby fire, you would notice it right away because there's smoke, there's smell, there's sound. A closed room, a closed door. Apparently, they thought it was faulty electrical wiring. My grandmother used to buy things in the mail, buy clothes in the mail, and they would have plastic bags. And there was a lamp near that, and it possibly sparked and lit the plastic bags and the clothes on fire. And so by the time we saw the fire, we had to leave. I remember by the time I saw the fire, the smoke was like a couple feet thick and it was just rolling at this phenomenal speed on the ceiling. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a fire, but you have the flames on one side, but you start to be surrounded by smoke and the smoke rises, you know, hot air rises. So it's hot smoke. So the reason why we tell you to lay low is because that's where the air is still fairly kind of clean. But the smoke rose, and it just looked like waves. I mean, waves at the speed of, like, motorboats. And I just remember that. I remember the smoke being dark gray and black and just getting thicker and thicker. And so my dad grabbed me by the shirt. I didn't even have my shoes, and we had to go outside. And most of the house was destroyed. And, the fire could have been burning for about 15, 20 minutes. Crazy. And so, when people say, well, God, how could that happen, for 30 minutes? So fires are devastating. If you've never been to Europe, the things you really, really need to see Europe, in addition to, like, the Colosseum and, the Louvre and things like that, is just, and it's for free, just walk into these cathedrals. These churches that have been around for centuries, you just have to. And knowing that you're praying where other people have prayed, I don't care what religion you are, It's just beautiful. It's the most amazing sight. And so, when things like that get destroyed, because we don't have a lot of them left, there's not a lot of our history left. I was in Germany, and there was a town that still has some of the medieval towers. And I took pictures, and I posted a video up, and I probably overtook pictures and overtook videos, but I threw it all on Facebook so you guys could see some of the stuff that's there, and it's, like, still standing. But you just never know how long something's going to still stand. Everybody goes, I think I'll eventually see it. I'll eventually see it. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. If there's something you've always wanted to see, make it happen. I'm not trying to be all, negative and pessimistic or anything like that. But, too many times in my life, I'm like, well, I'll do it when I'm older. I'll do it when I have money. I'll do it when I, and then it never happens. And so if there's something you want to see, get out there and see it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing that two-thirds of our country is going to bake over the next few days. Apparently, we are about to feel a huge heat wave. Two-thirds of the country. Okay, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's hot no matter what. I guess it wasn't that hot when I was in Europe during their heat wave. So I kind of missed the cool period of Las Vegas. That just always seems to happen. I always leave when we get some fantastic cool weather, and then when I'm back, it's hot. But according to the U.S. National Weather Service, the forecasters are calling for temperatures to soar across much of the central and eastern U.S. Many of those could see the hottest temperatures of the year. There's this large dome of high pressure that will send temperatures climbing in the coming days. They say 34 million people were under heat advisories, and another 21 million were under excessive heat warnings, according to the Weather Service. The affected areas stretch from Texas to much of the plains. The East Coast is also feeling the heat. Advisories issued from South Carolina to New Jersey. Now, Boston's mayor didn't declare a heat emergency, but warned residents to prepare. We're talking Boston. Okay, that's pretty kind of up north. Right? And what's interesting with Boston, or was it when I was in Rhode Island? I think I was in Rhode Island. Yeah, I was in Rhode Island at the time, and I was driving near the freeway, and it said south to New York. I always thought New York was north. And I completely forgot that I was actually north of New York. You would be actually taking a highway to drive south to get to New York. That blows my mind. So you're talking about, you know, a higher up latitude. And apparently Boston's mayor warned residents to prepare for the heat. They're going to have heat between 85 and 97 degrees. Remember, they also have humidity. So with the humidity, you can feel as high as 105 degrees. New York City. They say temperatures and heat indices are forecast to reach dangerously high levels by the weekend. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s by Friday. Heat indices of close to 107 degrees on Saturday. And I guess what the heat index is, when you hear about the heat index, it's a measure of how hot it feels when you have your air temperature plus your humidity. So New York City is going to open cooling centers from Wednesday to Sunday. So areas where people can cool down. And the commissioner for the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Dr. Oxuris Barbeau, says hot weather is dangerous and could kill people. People with chronic physical and mental health conditions should use air conditioning if they have it and get to a cool air-conditioned place if they don't. You know, it was interesting. My kids and I are pretty, pretty tough, you know, when it comes to the heat. And this heat wave that was going on in Europe when we were there was so bad that... I know this is going to kind of sound stupid, but it just shows you how bad it was, okay? We were in Disneyland in Europe, okay? Same price as in America, so it was like, you know, it was really kind of easy to do because we were there. And it was so hot that I wanted to leave the park to go back to the hotel room just to cool off, and my kids went on the more crappier rides just because there was air conditioning. Now, I love It's a Small World, so It's a Small World I love. But one of my kids is not a big fan. And they said, because it was so hot, we went to It's a Small World twice. Just, it's not a crappy ride, that's a fantastic ride. But they went to It's a Small World twice just because they wanted to cool off. So when people try and escape, when you see people, just like animals or insects, try to find a crevice to stay cool, you know it's too damn hot. And it's dangerous. So they say the heat wave is expected to bring the hottest temperatures so far this year to Chicago, Detroit, New York City, and D.C., the Weather Channel reported. The widespread record high temperatures are not expected because mid-July is typically the hottest time of the year. So Detroit is going to have a heat index of up to 105 degrees. Chicago the same. D.C. may see up to 115. St. Louis also may be gripped. A lot of cities in trouble with this one. So, yeah, unfortunately, what's going to happen is a bunch of people's air conditioning is going to poop out. It's just the luck of the draw. Not exactly sure why, but unfortunately, that's just what happens. So, many people will say, well, I'm going to go head to the beach. All right, well, yeah, we'll cool it off. Cooling off at the beach may help. Water may help, but you got to be careful. I'm looking right now at three different stories on flesh-eating bacteria. We have one in Florida, one in Virginia, and then one in Texas. Now, we talked about the one in Texas, where he was on a 4th of July beach trip, and apparently he was holding two crabs. He was celebrating with his friends, ends up getting sick because he came down with Vibrio. This Vibrio vulnificus is a flesh-eating bacteria that can spread and cause necrotizing fasciitis. He ended up going into the ICU. As this spread, he went to sepsis, and then unfortunately he died. The only thing they could think of is he had some scrapes or something that he just didn't know of. And when he was at the beach, the bacteria got in. They say apparently vibriosis can cause about 80,000 illnesses and 100 deaths in the U.S. each year, according to the CDC. A lot of times you get it from eating undercooked or raw seafood or exposing a wound to seawater. Unfortunately, all he did was enjoy the 4th of July festivities. Now, we have a Florida woman who did survive. She was trying to catch scallops. So she was in Florida, and this happened, though, a couple years back. And apparently, when she got back, I think the next day, her legs started to get hot, felt weird. Then it started to kind of turn black and blistery, and she was diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis. Again, they thought it was either staph or Vibrio, but I think they think it was Vibrio with that one. And then there was another case where it was in Virginia. Now, in Virginia, this woman got a staph infection. She was just in the water for 10 minutes. That's it. Days later, she had to have emergency surgery. I believe she almost lost her leg. She was at Norfolk's Ocean View Beach. So, when you see these cases, and we're talking about the millions of people that go to the beach every day. Okay, we're only talking about three cases here that are recently reported. But it starts to kind of freak you out, going, okay, it's hot. I mean, are our beaches or waterways so contaminated that we have some real, real nasty infections out there? I mean, I'm not really sure exactly whether we've always had this type of bacteria or it's new. The problem is we have a lot better storytelling. Now, we have people taking pictures. We have people spreading things on social media. And so we have a lot more of the picture than we did in, like, the olden days. So if somebody did get a real nasty infection of the leg and died, we probably wouldn't hear about it. You know, remember, back then, they didn't want panic by people. And so one thing that kind of worked towards the government's advantage is if something happened, not a lot of people really know about it. Unless, a reporter got wind of it or whatever. So we don't really have a lot of these cases counted, per se. You know, people talk about, gonorrhea. We have, these superbugs and STDs, and there's this many reported. Well, that's that many reported. How many people get an infection and they don't report it? In the previous day, I don't think we really do this anymore, but we would see somebody, if we diagnose them with an STD, we would give them medicine for their partner. Now, I don't think they do that anymore. Well, one is because I'm like, well, which partner? Number two is, do they have an allergy to the medication? We're really not supposed to treat somebody we don't know. But we used to do that. We were told to do that because they could be spreading STDs. So if you see that somebody has an STD, give them medicine for their partner. And then they would go and treat the partner. Now, I would say then that have your partner come in and be tested. Because if they are spreading gonorrhea, they may also be spreading chlamydia, they may also be spreading trich, maybe they also have HIV, so that person needs to be seen. But the average doctor was like, well, just give them medicine to get them started on something, and then they wouldn't go in and get counted. So we have a lot of underreporting of things. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.